Hey, it's Miss Stylistic, and I'm back in tune with T-Mill, giving you your double dose of the latest in Hollyweird from BeStylistic.com and The Stylistic Report for Thursday, November 18th. Are y'all ready to get into it? I know I am. Leo. Your favorite tranny is back to telling her whore tales to the media, and this time, she, he, or whatever it is dishing the dirt on her encounter with Lil Wayne. Transgendered rapper Sydney Starr has been flooding the net with her rapper tell-all story of Chingy for months, but now that Lil Wayne is out of jail, it's his turn to be humiliated. Sydney Starr's most recent interview goes into specifics on when she met Wayne after a concert, how she swallowed his kids, and that he never talked to her ass again after that. The screwed up part is that Wayne never knew that he was sleeping with a transgendered woman because Sydney did not choose to inform Wayne that she used to be a he. Now that's a damn shame. I have a feeling Sydney's gonna come up missing real soon if she doesn't quit playing with these men like that, okay? BeStylistic.com has the full interview and you can get all the way into it. So let me know if you think Sydney is lying on Wayne or if you think that she really got a piece of Weezy. Aww, don't you guys just feel sorry for Eva Longoria and Tony Parker? It seemed like these two had the perfect marriage up until yesterday. Eva filed for divorce from Tony Parker Wednesday because she found hundreds of explicit text messages between her husband and his teammate's wife. Tony has made it clear that he never physically had sex with the woman, but right now, Eva doesn't want to hear that. Luckily, these two have prenups, but do you think Eva's tripping just a little bit? If he never really physically cheated, I think I'd be able to get over it. How much money does he make again? I'm over it. And while Eva and Tony are breaking up, Chad Ochocinco Johnson just proposed to his VH1 basketball wife, reality star girlfriend, Evelyn Lozada. Damn, that was fast, right? Yes, well, after 4 months of dating, Chad got on bended knee to place a 10-carat diamond ring on Evelyn so she could tweet pick her good news for the haters to start hating. I guess Chad finally found the right idiot woman, since we all know Evelyn likes to stay engaged for 10 years and stuff and will leave your ass if you go bankrupt, hello. So that's no real commitment on his part, so way to go, Chad, high five. Ironically, once VH1 got the news of this sporadic occasion, Chad and Evelyn were offered a new reality series to show the couple's post-engagement relationship leading up to the wedding. These two lovebirds are considering doing the show if VH1 is talking the right numbers. Y'all know Evelyn don't play about her money. But I'ma give this big ordeal one huge side eye until I see a wedding. So where's the beef this week? I think Foxy Brown is trying to brew up some with Nicki Minaj since Lil' Kim has been having all the fun. Foxy Brown's has-been-ass jumped on reggae artist Gypsy's track, Hold Ya. And you know that's the same one Nicki Minaj was featured on earlier this year. She decided to take a low blow to see if anyone was paying attention, and you know, Miss Stylistic was. You can listen to the song on BeStylistic.com and decide for yourself if that verse was a shot fired at Nicki. And Nicki, girl, just email Foxy an MP3 of Roman's Revenge with the subject. Bitch, this applies to you too. And speaking of rapper beefs, guess which two are at it again? Jeezy is back to talking mess in the streets, and this time it was caught on video in Miami about my favorite rapper, Mr. Rosé. Now Jeezy was acting real cocky and saying things like, "Where's your rapper? And I'm right here, we can do this," all on video as he's walking down Collins on South Beach, but not in the hoods of Miami. And Rick Ross had a chance to watch this ignorant ass video of Jeezy, and his response was, "Yeah, he played himself," and I totally agree. You can read the rest of Rosé's reply to Jeezy and watch the videos over at BeStylistic. Jeezy, you need to listen to Diddy for once. No bitch assness allowed. You acting like a real bitch ass dude right now, my dude. Oh, and if you haven't done so yet, log on to BeStylistic.com if you want to download Nicki Minaj's Pink Friday and Kanye West's My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy album links. Yeah, I told y'all I don't play. You better get into it. Well, that's it for the Stylistic Report this week. But what I need for you all to do is to head on over to BeStylistic.com on a daily so you can get into it with more celeb craziness, music, fashion, relationship advice, and more. You be you, but I'm a be stylistic, because I am Miss Stylistic. And see y'all next Tuesday. Bye, T-Mill.